Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loeda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loeda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loeda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loeda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome to the Cross in Kerrville radio show today. Well, Loeda Rashke, how have you been doing? How's your business?
Oh, we are doing great. God has been doing some awesome things. I tell you, I love getting to work for the Lord.
I mean, it's not a chore. You have your own ministry, don't you?
I do. Yes.
You're on television as well. In fact, you know what? I saw you the other night.
Did you?
I did.
Well, you know, I air in the middle of the night, five times awake, or in the morning. But it's my great honor to get to preach the gospel on radio and TV. I tell you, it's just a blessing.
Well, I was watching TV, half asleep, and all of a sudden I saw you come on and heard you. I said, I know her. It made me feel good. I know a famous person.
Oh, I don't know about famous, but we're on there preaching the gospel.
Well, listen, every week we have a special guest. But
yes,
this
sir?
Week we have a special guest.
Very special.
Nice person.
Yes.
Why don't you take it away and introduce Jim Musso.
We have our tour guide chaplain, Jim Musso, and he is getting to see up close and personal the things that are happening at the cross. You know, we have this wonderful, wonderful Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden off of I-10 in Kerrville, Texas. And God is doing great things up there, Jim. And welcome to the show today.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
You're right. God is doing great things there.
He is. Now, how long have you been a tour guide chaplain?
I've been in town almost 4 years, and I've been a tour guide chaplain almost 4 years.
Wow. So how did you end up at the Cross?
A man by the name of Johnny Sharp, a fellow Gideon,
yes,
and said, "Have you seen the cross?" And I said, "What cross?" And he says, "Hang on." After our breakfast, he took me up there and he explained all of what Max was doing up at the cross. And
wow,
that's how I got acquainted.
Awesome. Well, you know, and that once you, it's like breathtaking, just the second you step up there. I mean, even when you just drive through the gate, it just takes your breath away. And then the presence of God is just bam, it just like hits you in the face. It's just so amazing. But I love some of the stories and the testimonies that I've been reading about what God has been doing through you as a tour guide chaplain at the Coming King Foundation. And I love the story about two different people that were healed emotionally. Can you just share that with us?
I would love to. As you know, God heals, but a lot of people maybe don't realize he will take care of emotional healing.
Come on, that's good.
And we have a sculpture there by Beverly Paddleford, and it's called the Hope Sculpture. And it's where Christ is holding a baby in his arms, and the mother is looking at Christ, looking in the eyes. She's wearing a necklace and holding the heart pendant at the end of the necklace, and she had lost a child. And this sculpture is dedicated to anyone who lost a child, especially mothers who may have lost a child through SIDS, abortion, or a miscarriage. And it's dedicated to help them get over the grieving. Mm-hmm. And what happened, there were two different instances I'd like to share that with people. And God did all this. The sculpture doesn't do anything. It's just God's presence is there. And God understands. And one lady came, and she was sitting there, and I asked if I could pray for her, and I prayed for her, and I just a simple prayer. God, intercede on behalf of this lady. Let her hear from you. And she immediately started to tear up, and as she was sitting there, and I prayed, and then I just left her be, and then she come, and she got me, and she said, "I know what happened to my child." Mm. She said, "My child is in heaven. God told me I got to know that it was a boy, and that he is going to be there when my time comes that I'm going to go to heaven." She says, "All this grief I've been carrying for years, God has lifted it. It's lifted off of me now."
Mm, that is amazing.
Jim, were you surprised after you started working there and you started meeting these people and they started having these experiences? Did you expect that, or was it something that just surprised you?
I think I'm always surprised, but you know, God is so awesome. In a way, I'm not surprised because I know he answers prayer. I mean, he's just the best at answering prayer. So it's kind of a yes, no answer. I wish
I have the same answer because I'm not surprised, but it was sure feels good when I see this stuff manifest. It's like, yeah, there is a God. You know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah. I like that.
Well, Jim, something you said really struck me, that the Lord told her that it was a boy. Now, as a woman, I would tell you that how awesome that would be for me to know if I lost a child and what the sex was, and to know that the Lord said, "I've got him," or "I've got her." God is in the details. He's in the specifics. And you were talking about her being emotionally healed. So what else did God do?
To this lady or to another
lady?
Annette. Well, she just told me she just immediately felt like a weight got lifted off of her shoulders, and she had a sense of peace, and she knew she was going to get to meet her child again. And quite frankly, she was pretty excited about that.
Wow. Well, I would be too. I mean, what better thing could you hear as a parent than that? Now, so you had another lady that had an experience at the Hope Sculpture? The Hope Sculpture.
I have had several, but this one was kind of an indirect one. Again, at the Hope Sculpture, there was an older couple sitting on one of the benches. We call those rocks benches. And they were there, and they were the parents to a daughter who had just lost her husband. Mm. And the mother of that, she was in tears. And they were an older couple, and they were sitting there, and you could tell they were just filled with grief and didn't really know what to do. And they were just looking at the sculpture, and I'd brought somebody and prayed over them. And I just started up a conversation, visited, and asked if I could pray for him. They said, yeah. And so when I prayed for him, I just prayed that God just touch their hearts. God just help them. And that, because God does all the work. He works through people. He works in the situations. He works through situations. He knows where they're at. He meets them where they're at. And after I finished, I was talking to him, and I just could see that, you know, their posture kind of straightened up a little bit, and visited with them a little more. And then I just, in a comment, said, you know, God just let me know that your son-in-law is in heaven, and that he is praying for your daughter now, same as you're praying for your daughter now. And he never will quit praying for now, because as they got married, he's still committed to caring for his wife, and he always will be.
What a heavenly perspective that is.
Yeah, just amazing. And then I couple more comments, and I left. And later, the guy came up, and both of them shook my hand and thanked me. And then he wanted to give me some money just for praying with him. And as you know, we tour guide chaplains, we don't take money. We tell them to donate it to the cross. You know, it's strictly for them. We volunteer our time, and God does all the work anyway. All I do is deliver the message, Loretta.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's already prepared. The ground is already prepared up there. It's already ready. And you were talking about God uses people and works through in circumstances and things, but there's something special of how God uses, not through, but uses the different sculptures that are up there. Just the visual looking at them, like when you come up the steps and there's Jesus, the fisher of men, and you begin to think, hey, he was fishing for me. He was looking for me to save me. You know, and as you go through the whole garden, he's using different things through the eye gate. And I could see so much now, particularly with the hope sculpture, emotional healing there. I just can't even imagine how many people have already been healed emotionally in their mind, whether it be through a loss, but just to know that Jesus has got you, or got that person that you're concerned about.
You know, it is interesting, because when I first came up there, the cross was there. That was it. And I thought that was a magnificent thing to go see. But as they started developing the sculptors and the gardens and all that kind of stuff, Max told me this, Max Grinder, the founder, he explained this all. He said it was just like magical when you brought all these things together. And so when people come to the garden and see the cross, it's not, as both of you know, it's not just the cross. It's the combination of all these things that go together that make it the prayer garden, and what makes it conducive for people to be healed and to feel close to God. Because it's amazing that all this stuff works together. Because I would have never thought that a sculptor would be that big a thing. Because you've got almost an 80-foot cross, but it all works together. And it's very, very special.
Yeah. You know, just a quick story of my own. I took some really, really precious friends that were in town from Houston. I guess it was right after, I'm not sure how long the Hope Sculpture has been there.
Just a little under a year, I
believe. So the day it was put up, the day they installed it, I took my friends. They'd never been up to the prayer garden. And I took my friend and her daughter and her kids, and we went up there. And we're looking all around, and it was already dusk. And then by the time we're about to leave, it's dark. And I remembered, I said, we have a new sculpture put in today. I haven't even seen it. And we went running to go find it. And when we started, and I knew what it was the Hope Sculpture. And as we start running, the kids are running, I said, it's over there. It dawned on me that my friend's daughter that I was taking over there had lost a baby. And when she ran up, she come up there, and then I'm starting to tell her, I said, this is the Hope Sculpture, and, you know, it's those that have lost babies. And then, it dawns on me. And she stood there, and I'm like, I don't know what I've just done. You know what I mean? And she stood there, and she started sobbing. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't even think. She said, no, I needed this. We turned our, you know, our lights on our phones, and we're looking at it. And she just cried. She said, I needed this so much. I needed the picture of the Lord having my baby. And just, I watched it. And I think she was the very first person, possibly, because it had just been installed that day.
Jim, is there anything special that you'd like to share with our audience today before we go?
Well, I think the thing that I've always noticed at my time there, no matter where you're at in the garden, there's something there for you.
Yeah.
Whether it be Bobby Denby's music and his donation, whether it be the 77.7-foot cross, whether it be the sculpture work, or just the way Kathy Lyles has landscaped that, mm-hmm. and the beautiful plants, the animals, the butterflies, you know. And you look overhead, sometimes you can even be blessed and have a hawk flying over mm-hmm. your head. And that's kind of a sign from God that was...
Which, of course, is symbolic, because the hawks mm-hmm. is what gave the inspiration for the gentleman to donate the $500,000 to buy the land, mm-hmm. which is very special. Mm-hmm. So yeah. we really appreciate hawks around
here. Yes, we do. Yes. We do.
Well, listen, it's so good to have you here, and we're going to have you back again. And thanks for all you do at the Cross and all the contributions you make by being up there and helping people.
Thank you. And it's God that does all the work.
It sure is.
Weta,
it sure is.
Talk to us a little about your ministry and when it's on and all that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the Cross.
Well, it is on Impact Christian Network. My actual television show is the Be Free Lueta Roschke Ministries on Impact, airs 5 times a week. But they can go to my website at lueta.org, L-O-U-A-D-A.org. You'd think I could spell my own name, L-O-U-A-D-A.org, and they can get all the times and all of that.
All right, one more time.
L-O-U-A-D-A.org.
Now, you have a music ministry as well.
I do. We do. We have a Cross Generations band, and we play up at the Cross a lot in different places. And then I go
and
speak.
And I come every year.
Yes,
and
I see yeah,
you.
Yes,
every year
yes.
I'm here at Easter to hear you play.
We love it. We're honored to get to do it.
Now, if people are listening right now and they might want to get involved in some way, like a volunteer, like Jim, or maybe donate some money because, you know, end of the year is coming up. They may need a place to put some of that money mm-hmm. where they don't get taxed on it. We're 501c3. And how's the best way for people to reach the Cross in Kerrville?
Well, they can go to thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. Now, it's located at 520 Benson Drive, right off of I-10. And they can call the office at 830-928-7774.
One more time.
830-928-7774, or you can go to thecomingkingfoundation.org.
All right, Lueta Roschke, here's Don Kennedy with Visitor's Comments.
Ann Bueller from Nursery, Texas said, "You saved me in November of 2015. Colonel Bill Lewis had just finished getting his plaque. Max and Bill prayed with me for my late dad, my sister, and friends. Then they asked, 'What about you?' I said I was a 2-time breast cancer survivor, but that was behind me. They prayed for me anyway. I received the golden dust on my palm. A month later, I was diagnosed clear again. Miracle. I love you. Thank you." Kathy Lyles, the TCKF gardener, said, "I finally saw the white hummingbird when I was working at the garden yesterday. He has created quite a sensation. A friend who lives in Kerrville came up to photograph the hummer, so it definitely is drawing people to the garden who might not have come otherwise." L.A. said, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow, to the Coming King Foundation. Thank you for being obedient to God's will and purpose for your lives. I received a blessing just for coming here today with my church group. Thank you, Jesus." Roz Bell of Kerrville said, "You are absolutely right, Monica. I agree 100%. God certainly made the right choice with Max and Sherry. Many others would have given up with so many obstacles put in their path, but not these two. What a blessing for all of us at TCKF and those who have been drawn to the garden and will continue to be led to Christ. And the best is yet to come in all God's glory and majesty at the empty cross." Linda Bonnell Thomason from Facebook said, "The peace of God is everywhere here. No better place to get close to the Lord." Kelly Dunbar from the Kerrville Convention and Visitors Bureau said, "You, Max, and the foundation are doing amazing works. Love, love, love the reports." Gooch Cook from San Antonio said, "Max, I am just proud to know you. Through the empty cross, you are bringing blessings to thousands of people. Congratulations. Thank you, Max and Sherry." And finally, Jim Shepherd of Tyler, Texas said, "I just love this place. It is so pure, and I was blown away."
We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.